Bonobos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with Bonobos.
Bonobos.
Bonobos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Bonobos.
Let's go.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Friday, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Feeling great. The weekend's here.
I'm so excited. I am just beside myself. My best friend's coming up tonight.
Yay! Oh, you were so excited about this.
6 months.
I know. And it's been ages since you guys have hung out. And you've been talking about this, building it up.
Yep.
And it's just going to be a great weekend.
Do you know what I've realised this morning? Because I'm in such a good mood. Just how bad a mood I've been in this whole time. Sorry about that.
You can't wipe the grin off your face. It's great.
Nah, it's good stuff. Good vibes for a Friday.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? What happened last night? Jackson, Meg, you set up a really nice surprise for Jackson.
Yeah, because it's his birthday on Sunday. So happy early birthday, Jackson.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I made it really, really messy in there with balloons and like confetti just to really annoy you.
Yeah, there's a lot of confetti. I'm trying to move my mouse around.
I'll just move it out of the way. You've seen it. It's done. It's fine.
One big swipe and away you go.
I'm keeping it here because it can't just be my problem. It can be everyone's problem.
Oh, good.
Why were you carrying the Hoover into the studio?
I don't vacuum.
He pays someone to vacuum.
Of course he does.
Oh, well, happy birthday for the weekend, man.
Thank you.
That's going to be great.
28 years old. Wow. Jess, good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
You still saying that? No.
That's all right. We'll say it today.
Yeah, just for you. Special treat. What did you do last night? Anything cool?
Not really. My weekdays are so boring. Like, I leave work, I go home, have a nap,
all right, I go to the gym.
I go back to sleep.
What about this weekend? What are you doing?
I'm seeing my two best mates that I haven't seen in like a long time, so I feel your excitement.
Happy days.
Can relate.
So excited.
Guys, I went to Costco last night for the first time. I just need to talk about this for a second. Oh, no. Never again.
One and done for you?
Just like, look, they have everything from birth to death and everything in between.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
You know what turns
me
off? They have like this big section in the middle with just piles of clothes where people just got like unfolded them, thrown them everywhere. And there's a shoe section. And I noticed this, let's just say, rather unkempt looking older woman trying on all the Skechers with no socks on.
Ugh.
And I thought, you know, that sums that up for me. I've done that. I can tick that off the bucket list.
I've been to Costco.
I've never been, and I'm right. I feel fine.
you would hate it.
Really?
Look, I get it. It's big, and they have everything.
I think I'd be fascinated to go once and have a look.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm buying a membership. I'll go off someone else's.
They had a wine glass the size of me there for sale.
That's a great idea.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Buying that. How unnecessary.
Doesn't fit in a dishwasher. Hard pass. That's my rule in life.
Get the garden on.
Get the gurney out. No.
Guys, kicking off your Friday, we are doing lads versus lasses right now. Now, let me tell you, we have covered some ground this week. The lads are on 76. The lasses are on 85. Let's do this for a Friday. If you want to play, 13-10-09, guys. Great prize on offer today as well. Gamble and Brown, $70 voucher. So if you want to play, give us a call, 13-10-09.
Bonobos. Lads
versus lasses. Thank you.
Yes, it is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. How well do you know the opposite sex? Mm. We'll find out today. Playing for a great prize, guys. $70 voucher for Gamble and Brown Katara. Don't be a turkey. Get catering for Chrissy with Gamble and Brown with 5% discount if you order before the 14th of November. gambleandbrownathome.com.au. Now, the guys have just dropped off some food for us.
Oh my God, it looks so good.
This is delicious. Beautiful little cakes. I go there all the time whenever I'm at Katara home.
Yeah.
Great food.
Get yourself a coffee, something to eat. Mm. And like they said, Christmas, if you're wanting catering done, these are the guys to get because they're just going to do a great job for you. You'd know it.
You can put a nice little ribbon around it. Very nice.
Very Christmassy.
And it looks even better.
That's right. That's the best part. We're going to hook into that real soon. But first, let's meet our contestants.
Yes, hopefully Deck is going to win today from Rutherford. He's a consultant, also a stand-up comedian, plays local gigs when he can, and keen to get back on stage after lockdown has kept him away. Where do you normally perform, Decker?
Oh, mate, I try to do as many local gigs as I can, but...
Yeah, what's your favourite place to perform?
I like the Kent.
Oh, the Kent? Nice.
Classic.
I haven't been to the Kent in a while. All right, let's get into your questions. First one is multiple choice. Bondi Boost are known for making what kind of products? A, hair care products, B, skin care products, or C, tanning products?
Tanning?
No, these are hair care products. Question two, which comedian from Saturday Night Live is Kim Kardashian rumoured to be dating? Oh, you're a comedian, you should know this.
I'm willing you to win here today, man.
He's got to be black.
No, he's not.
Pete Davidson.
Sorry about that.
All right, hey, question.
You say it how you see it.
Yeah. Question three. TIFF XO is a fitness program designed by which former Biggest Loser trainer?
Michelle Bridges.
No, Tiffany Hall.
Good guess.
Unfortunate. None on the board.
That's all right. Decker. Hold the line, Decker.
You can still win off 0 points. Happens quite regularly.
Yeah.
Let's meet our last this morning. Her name is Shaz. Loves Scorpio season. I don't even know. Is that when the season of the Scorpio, I'm guessing?
I'm not sure.
Or is that the show? Is her birthday today. Oh, how exciting. And she's having her first get-together post-lockdown. Says she's a typical Scorpio and her dream birthday gift is just to be happy. Good morning, Shaz.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, thanks for in 4 months' time. In the future, it's Jackson whose birthday is closest, probably.
Yeah, let's do this. One on the board you need, Chaz.
All right, question number one. What is biltong?
Biltong?
You heard me right.
I don't know. Some sort of coin.
I could guess. Not it, though. It's South African jerky. Said all the servos and stuff for sale.
Oh, how the hell would I know that?
I don't know. If you're a guy, you'd probably know. It's a bloke thing.
Okay, I'm getting it together. Rightio, go.
All right, question number two. The Jimny is a small four-wheel drive made by which car company?
Toyota.
No, incorrect. It's Suzuki. All right. Question number three. What is Masonite?
Masonite, you put it on the walls. It's a, outside cladding.
No, it's not actually. It's inside only. It is in building, but it's inside only.
Zero correct answers today, guys, which means it is a tiebreaker coin toss.
Oh, my God. You are now tied. You're going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Zero correct answers. All right, Shaz, it's your birthday. We'll let you go first. Heads or tails for this beautiful Gamble and Brown $70 voucher. What have we got, guys?
It's heads.
Oh, no. The win for the lads.
Decker, you win.
Well done, man.
Zero correct and you won the prize. Well done.
All right.
I think you appreciate that somehow.
Oh, mate, we had to catch the duets. I mean, yeah, the women.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, good.
And if you want to catch Decker, you'll see him at the Kent, maybe.
Thanks, Decker.
Maybe.
A big thank you to Gamble and Brown for hooking us up with this. If you want to check them out, gambleandbrown.com.au. You can order now for Christmas. They've just, like I said before, dropped off these incredible hampers here, which I am salivating at the moment.
Definitely is.
Maddie's waiting for the commercial break because he needs to dive it in. But up next, did you know that Pablo Escobar is causing a lot of havoc from beyond the grave?
Oh, my God, still.
Still. And it's not even him directly. It's one of his hippos.
That's right. I forgot about that. He imported hippos like a crazy man.
He imported hippos, and they are causing havoc. I'm going to tell you about it next.
The Novos. Make big news out of the camp of Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, he's been dead for, what, 30 years? Or something along those lines, and he's still causing havoc. How does that work? Well, it's for hippos.
This is a... It's the whole hippo thing's crazy,
crazy.
Isn't it?
So in the 1980s, he actually imported, like, a small bunch of hippos for his private zoo.
As you do.
And it turns out they've gotten a little bit out of control.
So they're still living.
They're still living. Oh, wow. But well, yeah, so they've been breeding and whatnot, and they've actually decided they might have to cull them because there are so many of them. But basically, this fellow was fishing with a bunch of friends, and he got rushed by...
Can I just say... You hear of people buying, like, mice and they breed and then you end up with 100. Yeah. Same with rabbits. Did you ever think you'd hear that in a sentence? The hippos have been breeding too much and now there's too many, we'll have to cull them.
Because of Pablo Escobar.
It's a whole thing, isn't
it? Like, you knew what he was famous for and apparently hippos was one of them.
Well, apparently there's also the climate and the situation, the environment, is quite perfect for the hippos.
Mm.
So they just love it. There are plenty of big rivers and stuff in South America. Yeah, it's really right for them.
Yeah, well, he was out fishing, and basically the hippo rushed out from the undergrowth. Turns out it was a mum hippo and it had a calf, so obviously it was feeling a little bit threatened and decided to go the guy. But his left arm and his left side of his chest was injured, had to go to hospital. Luckily for him, not life-threatening.
God, that is lucky, because they are one of the most dangerous animals on the planet.
You wouldn't think so, would you? You'd think they'd be quite slow.
They look like a giant gummy bear when you see a hippo. But the truth is, they're one of the most deadly and feared animals in Africa.
Is that probably why Pablo wanted them at his zoo?
Quite possibly. I think he just probably saw hippos and wanted them, really.
I couldn't... This is okay. I never knew what a hippo really sounded like.
Well, let's learn together.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like me on a Sunday after a big weekend. And I'm getting in the shower.
But could you imagine those sounds while you're getting attacked by a hippo?
It's a no from me. Like, they're so scary with their two giant teeth.
And that's all they've got going for, apart from their size. That's all they've got going for them.
I mean, they just freak me out, hippos. And there's something...
Are you genuinely scared of hippos?
Definitely.
Or is it really?
They're the most feared for a reason. The kids in Africa are warned about hippos, the ones that live near rivers and stuff.
Yeah. That just like we're warned about spiders.
Yeah, they're the number one
killer. Like most things. And do you know what's so interesting? I didn't even know this until I watched a 10-minute YouTube documentary on hippos not too long ago. They can open their mouths so wide.
Yeah.
Almost vertical.
Especially when they're wanting food and they're feeling really, really hungry.
Ugh. Well, this hippo probably could have taken this guy out then. I'm assuming this would have been more of a warning, get away from my baby.
What
hippo.
A legacy this guy has left.
30 years on, we're talking about Pablo Escobar's hippos.
The TV show Narcos, and now the hippos. It's just a whole thing.
Do you know what I find interesting about this? Nearly every single news service on the planet has discovered this story.
Well, it's just
bizarre.
These kind of drug kingpins, and I don't want to glorify them in any way, shape, or form, but there's something so interesting about them, the ones of that era, who just lived in a whole different world. You know, the stories of him in that narco show, of him like burning cash just to keep his family warm and stuff on the run. That's something so fascinating about that level of true crime.
Very eccentric.
Well, at least you know it's no Tiger King situation where the animals are dying.
No, they would be well
arriving.
Absolutely. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
I can get you out of my mind.
The Novos. Let's go.
So, guys, my friend has been talking to me about this new thing he's buying. It's on order. It's a $2,500 Zeus own board. Now, if you're wondering what the hell that is, it's basically a fancy electric skateboard. If you think about it, the way they film, like the clip, the video for this thing, it's like he's buying a Lamborghini. But it's just a skateboard with a big battery.
So, first question, how old is your friend?
So, he's the same age as me. He's 34 years of age. Oh. And this is the interesting thing. He's never owned a skateboard in his life.
Like, not even a tiny little cheapy Kmart one when he was a kid? Nothing?
Nope, never owned one, never ridden one.
And what puzzles me about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you've never ridden a skateboard,
yep.
why would you go and buy the most supercharged turbo skateboard you can buy?
I don't know.
Like, in his mind, I'm guessing he's a logical guy if he's friends with you.
Yeah.
Has he gone, you know what? That's a great idea.
Look, he can be a bit impulsive with this stuff. And he does like these kinds of sports. He loves kite surfing is his other thing he's into.
Did he buy the most fancy kites over he could find after he's never done it before?
Yep, of course
he did. Too old. So old.
This is the question I wanted to throw out there. Is my mate too old to be buying his first ever skateboard?
Nah, you're only as young as you feel. Go for it, buddy. I probably wouldn't do a $2,500 one, but you know what? He wants to give it a go.
So I said to him, what does your wife think? Because like, it's a lot of money for your first ever skateboard. He goes, I've been banging on it about it for a whole year. She just said yes, so I'd shut up about it.
That's the way to get what you want.
Interesting, Jess from the newsroom, your man, 29 years old.
Yep.
Also going through a similar situation.
Yes, he bought a skateboard and now he's never had one in his whole life. Not as a kid, not ever. And now he's like, I want a skateboard.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, at first I was like,
what are you doing?
Why?
Okay, question. Does he have ambulance cover? Because he might need it.
Oh my God, he's fallen off so many times. He's got scars everywhere, so.
Jeez. This is in my mate's future, you see.
Does it turn you off, though?
Not really. As now I'm down with it.
Yeah.
I've even had a go. I failed, but I had a go.
Did you fall off?
Well, I'm not like confident enough to be fast enough or confident enough to.
I'm too much of a pussy to get on a skateboard.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, skateboarding is not in my future either. But this is what I got to throw it out there. 13-10-09. Are you team Maddie? This guy is too old to have his first skateboard. Or are you team Meg that my mate should just go for it? Because he's got it on pre-order, but I think he could still cancel because it's weeks away and it's delayed. So this is the debate.
If he's not listening to his wife, he's not listening to you.
That's also true. Everyone that gets on air, rather, in the draw for a Call of the Week prize, which is a pizza oven, a wood-fired pizza oven.
Oh, so you good, could guys.
The Novos. Yeah, talking about my mate who is spending $2,400 on his first ever skateboard at the age of 34 and putting the debate out there. Is he too old to buy his first ever skateboard?
Can I ask a question? Mm. Is he the type of guy who buys something, uses it twice, and then puts it in the cupboard?
He uses it for about 6 months, yeah. And then it goes in the cupboard. So he does. It's not the twice, but he doesn't use it forever. His kite surfing gear has not seen the light of day in a couple of years.
So
just as an example.
I just want to set the scene. Tell us about your friend. What's his name?
Alan. My friend Alan.
So tell me, is Alan the type of guy, if he's into skating now, is he going to go down to City Beach and buy a pair of globes as well?
Maybe no.
Maybe some like socks pulled up to his knees?
He won't do that, but he's definitely into the thrill of it. And he's probably seen videos on YouTube of other people that he finds cool using the board.
Who know how to use the board.
Do you know what I find a bit weird? Right.
Mm.
If you have grey hair, any grey hair, you should not be on a skateboard. That should just be a blanket rule for us all to follow. If you've got grey hair, no good. You were showing me some of these videos yesterday, Creeper, and it is like an over 30 market that are buying these
expensive skateboards. Yeah. The guy in the video had grey hair.
It's like the guys who were into skateboards in the 90s. Just like, they have money now. Let's just target that.
Well, hey, that's fine because they know how to skate.
Yeah.
Did you like a skater boy growing up in your 20s, Meg?
Oh, yeah.
But do you get what I mean, though? Once you hit that age, it looks a bit weird.
It does look a bit weird. But you know what? You're never too young, never too old to start something new.
Even Avril moved on from the skater boy and hooked up with Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Like, technically, she did a video with Tony Hawk not too long ago with Skater Boy on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit of fun. That's a bit of retro fun.
Let's go to the X Games.
I forgot about the X Games.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Simon, is Krivo's mate too old to be getting his first skateboard?
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey. Good. Doing good.
That's good. What do you think? is too old, because age is just a number.
Yeah.
It's just more the knowledge about using it.
So are you a big skater, Simon? Have you done a lot of skating throughout your life?
I've tried skateboarding before.
How was your experience with your first skateboarding session?
Absolute shocking.
So my mate's going to fall off, isn't he, Simon?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
I can see it. Like, I think it is a lot of money for a skateboard.
Yeah.
You could buy a car for that.
We're talking about his Corolla. He's got a little Corolla that he uses as a runaround, and it's cheaper than the skateboard.
No.
That's really sad. I think I would have spent it on the car.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a no from you. He shouldn't buy it, right?
No, he should buy it. He should look into it and have a good think about what he's getting in for.
Okay, all right.
You know what?
Go to
Rebel Sport, get a $50 skateboard if you're going to do your
Simon.
First one.
You just faded out there.
Oh, my goodness.
These were the days.
Hey, April. Right,
absolutely. Yeah. Abby.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. How's going?
Good, Abby. Tell me, is 34 years old way too old to buy your first skateboard?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting that you like a skater boy, Abby, and you've never gotten over that.
I think I've probably progressed to a footy boy now.
Oh, yeah,
okay. You've graduated.
But no, I did, you know, used to like to take my skateboard down to the skate park or ride around the marina.
Could you see a 34-year-old guy on an electric skateboard at the skate park and think, ah, oh, that guy's cool?
Absolutely. I think I'd probably even drive past him.
Oh, drive past for a second look.
Yeah.
I wish I had one of those.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Would you allow your man, Abby, to buy a skateboard and get, like, the whole kid?
As long as he could fit me on there as well, then sure.
Hey, babe, let's go down to the skate park.
Let's go. 34 years of age.
Shopping.
Thanks, Abby. Going to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Morning, guys.
Hey, mate. 34. Is it too old to own your first skateboard?
Look, age is just a number. Hospital is just a room. And pain is knowledge.
Now, it sounds like you've had your fair share of skateboarding accidents, Matt.
Nah, motorbike.
Oh, a bit worse.
Even more serious, I think. Further to fall.
Can you give him any tips?
Just wear your crash hat and all your gear.
Yeah.
I think he will.
The technical term.
Crash
the rest of us call it a helmet.
Where you physically can't, and you look back on it and think, what if I did try it, see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Live your life, Matt says.
Well, hey, it seems like overwhelmingly it should
get
the skateboard. I'll report back when he has a stack
live
or if
from
he has
John
a stack.
Hart Hospital.
Exactly right.
Oh my god, guys! I jumped the gun on something the other day. I want to tell you about this next, but one of my favorite musical artists announced a tour. I messaged all of my friends. We all love this Aussie artist, Rufus Du Sol, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right. And I'm like rallying the troops up to buy tickets to the concert. I was like, yep, let's do this. And then I missed a big detail. I'm going to tell you what it is next. Very embarrassing. Now, Meg, you've kind of rubbed off on me during your time on the show so far, because if you don't know, Meg is obsessed with going to live music. I used to be, but it's just something that I never really do anymore because it's really just a pain in the butt unless you really love the artist.
I don't even have to really like the artist that much to go to a gig, I'm not going to be honest.
Yeah, you just love the vibe.
I love mosh pits. I love everything.
Yeah, it's just the concerts and the energy of it.
I haven't seen Maddie excited about a gig. And it's happened.
You've seen it. You've seen it the other night, sitting on the couch, eating my dinner, minding my own business. And then one of my favorite bands dropped a big announcement. Rufus Du Sol touring Australia. Now, if you don't know who Rufus is, a lot of people know them as Rufus. This is probably their biggest song. It's called You Are Right. This is awesome.
Banger. Festival scene in 2015. This was it.
This features at every bend on the weekend in Newcastle.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's at some point
people
through the night. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So here I am, me and my friends all love Rufus. I'm like, oh man, December 2nd in Sydney at the Domain, which is this big park. So you know it's going to be epic.
It'll
right?
go off, yeah.
Absolutely epic. So I'm straight on Facebook and I'm saying to my best friend who also loves them, I'm like, oh my God.
Let's get tickets.
Rufus is coming to Australia. Let's get tickets. He's like, starts to get excited. He's like, oh my God, this is serious. He's like, let me book my leave in for work on the Friday. It's on a Friday night. And let's just, you do it as well, and we'll go on the 2nd of December. And I was like, oh, it's on sale now. Like, we have to get the tickets.
It's quick. They'll sell out, even though it's a big open venue.
Hurry. I said, I'll buy mine, you buy yours, just so we're guaranteed spots on the 2nd of December.
Worry about other mates later.
He runs to the website, gets on his computer, pulls up Ticketek or whatever it is. He's like, did you say the 2nd of December? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, that's not until next year. 2022.
Oh!
December 2022.
Are you kidding?
What an idiot I am. It was literally a 10 to 15 minute conversation.
We wound yourself up. You thought about it.
Already had the leave form ready to go. I'm not coming to work on the Friday and possibly not the Monday.
It was going to be a big weekend for you.
A big concert.
You just know, Krivo, you love them too.
Yeah, awesome.
Just awesome Aussies that have made it happen for themselves. And I don't think they get enough radio play.
Well, quite rare. In fact, I can't remember the last time I heard them, to be fair.
Yeah,
and, but
true.
They're massive. Look at YouTube. That song, You're Right, over 12 million views.
That's now, huge for an Aussie artist.
And we play a lot of songs with a lot less views on YouTube than that on this station.
I'm not going to lie, guys. So let's speak truth for a second.
Mm.
We know New FM wouldn't usually play a Rufus song. It just would never happen.
No. Mm.
The boss is very strict with the music. Like, don't change Pink out today. We have to hear Pink. And sometimes I'm like, man, let's have some variety on a Friday.
We've already heard Pink Friday. Three times this morning.
Well, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
Pink's great.
She is great.
Oh, yeah, Sheeran. But,
and we'd never not listen to Pink.
No. Just Like Fire, great song.
Yeah.
But what I did yesterday, right, guys, a treat, seeing that I can't go to the Rufus Du Sol concert until
for another
December
whole year.
2nd, 2022, I went to the boss, JT, and I said, JT, please, mate, like, we're begging you, tomorrow, as a once only, can we play a Rufus song on the radio at UFM? It's the weekend. People know it. People love it.
They do. It's a window. It's Windows Down music.
It is. He goes, oh, look, I don't know if, you know, it really fits what we're doing here. And I said, look, it's just a once off, just one time only.
Promise.
Never again. Let
promise.
Me use my one time only play card that we all get when we start here.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll let you do it.
Yes, JT.
After the news,
JT.
I'm playing Rufus on UFM, which I'm very excited about.
How exciting.
I thought I'd never say those words. Very exciting.
What a thrill.
What a vibe as well.
Yeah.
Friday going into the weekend. Turn it up. We'll do it after the news.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
So I saw this post from my friend on Facebook that she had gone into the city to grab a free burrito. So obviously had gotten to the 10th stamp on
the
like
old GYG.
Something like that.
Card,
one
yep.
of those loyalty cards or something. And during, like, on the way to get it, crashed her car. Major expense, about $5,000 worth of damage. I mean, I'm sure there's
5K.
I'm sure there's insurance, but you're going to be
excess on
there's
that.
Always an excess, at least $1,000. At least $1,000 excess.
So she wasn't going out anywhere else. It was only to get this burrito.
She was going in purely to pick up her free burrito.
You'd never eat Mexican again, would you?
No.
She's like, that is one expensive burrito. $1,000 burrito.
Imagine if it was like a dud burrito as well.
Wow, yeah.
You
can't
said
really
she crashed
take it
her
back.
Car on the way, so did she even get the burrito?
Not then.
Oh. Double kick in the guts.
No burrito and $1,000 bill.
I mean, I guess the burrito is still on its way if she still has the card.
Look, given her luck, it'll probably expire by the time she gets to use it.
Well, yeah.
She will just not get her free burrito at all.
She's definitely not doing the luck this week. So this is what I thought we could do up next. Bit of a fun one. 13:10:09, when did a freebie turn expensive? Because often this is, you go in with the best intentions to get something for free, and it ends up ruining things and costing a mozza.
Do you know, when I hear stories like that, do you know the old saying, nothing's ever for free?
That's what comes to mind.
It really reinforces that, doesn't it?
No such thing as a free lunch, especially in her case.
Yeah. Look, every person that gets on the air this week as well, into the draw for a pizza oven, a wood-fired pizza oven. So if you've got a great story around this, get involved.
The Novos. When did a freebie turn expensive? My hair, gee, thanks. Just try to get it.
Yeah, my friend crashed her car, $1,000 excess minimum, trying to get a free burrito because she'd obviously reached the 10th stamp on like a Guzman type situation. I can't remember what the place was, but off she went, and yeah, terrible. $1,000, didn't even get the burrito.
It happens a lot with parking tickets as well.
Yeah.
You might just stop in to get a free... Same deal. It's always food-based.
Yeah.
You only ever stop in an illegal spot in your car when you're getting free food.
You will go out of your way for a free meal. Like, I'm... Boost juice? The birthday boost juices?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, what? I would... You know, when you... Like, you remember boost juice or whatever.
They give you a birthday boost juice.
Yeah. You know, free on your birthday.
Free plug bag.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I used to always go out of my way to go get the birthday boost juice, even if I had to catch the bus there, which cost me $15 there. Back, I wanted my free boost juice.
It's costing you. I had a friend who went to get a chicken roll, and he parked. He's like, oh, I'll just park across the road. Be in and out in a second. $500 fine because it was like at the intersection and it was something else. Like, it was one of the worst places to park and get the massive fines.
Was,
terrible.
Was it worth it? Was the chicken roll worth
it? He said it was the most expensive ever and never talks about anything but the price. So I'm guessing not really worth it.
Gabby, good morning. When did the freebie turn expensive?
Hey guys, this is actually with my mum. She owns an antique shop.
Yeah.
And she found a big sofa on the side of the road. So she went off, grabbed it, chucked it in the car, didn't think anything of it. Got home and she was like, what's that terrible smell? Turns out that it was like soaked with some kind of dog urine or something.
Oh,
the car, so she had to pay to actually dispose of the sofa and get her car ticket clean.
Oh my God, what a disaster.
There was a reason it was free.
Exactly.
And on the side of the road.
Get this thing out of the house.
Hey Gabby, growing up, did your mum always pick stuff up from the side of the road? My grandma used to embarrass me so much. Like, whenever it was council cleanup time, we'd be piling lounges and chest to drawer tall boys into the
everything,
car.
Everything, right?
All the time.
Wow. All of that, yes. And usually I had to carry it for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that child labour?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Parents get away with blue murder.
Mm.
They certainly do.
Get the whip out.
You got kids, Gabby?
No, I'm kidless. I've got two cats, though.
Oh, excellent. Well, they don't get embarrassed when you pull over. They don't mind at all.
No.
Bring them some new scratching toys.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gabby.
Thanks
now, that's really the perfect story.
trying to get a freebie, it cost heaps.
Yeah. Crevo, yesterday you brought in something very interesting that I've never seen before. Woodworker magazine from December 1983. This is nearly 40 years old.
Yeah, it's...
Can I ask why you have this and why you decided to bring it in?
Well, I just brought it in because I thought it was quite... Some of the things in it, the old ads and stuff, are quite funny.
No, Crevo, tell us how you obtained it.
Well, I got this.
You picked them up off the side.
Because I'm going to sell them. There's a lot of money in woodworker magazines, apparently.
Before we get into the break, can you just tell us... How many you found?
About 200.
And how much do you think you can make off this box of old magazines that you found on the side of the road?
I'm hoping over the next few years, $2,000 or $3,000.
He said a bit more yesterday.
I'm going to just pop this in my laptop. Though.
Yeah, look, it's about, I reckon about 20, 10 to 20 bucks each.
Sometimes it does pay to pick up things from the side of the road, I guess.
Just sniff the lounge if you're getting it first.
I wouldn't advise it. No.
No lounges, basically.
It's got very... I read a few articles in it. interesting language used to describe
certain things.
Woodwork.
Yeah. Hardwood, that sort of thing.
Varnishing.
Big chisels.
I believe you've found some things
Meg. Interesting things that sound... You could, yeah.
Well, this is what we do here. We put sexy 80s porno music behind it, and you're going to read some out, some articles from that next.
Yeah, okay.
Holding that big hammer. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, do you want to do this, Grapho?
Not really.
He loves it. He's obsessed with that.
The Novos.
Raining today, guys. 17 degrees in the city right now.
The Novos. Oh, this is incredible, Grapho. This book, I've been infatuated with it, like, for the past 2 hours.
You have been reading it and reading it and reading it.
Yeah, well, I don't really know much about woodwork. And I feel like I could probably go into a competition now.
So just to recap, Crevo's brought in a 1980s woodworking magazine from the UK.
Yes, December 1983, so nearly 40 years old.
Yeah, and it's, the magazines from that era, very funny. The ads and stuff, because the way they used to talk about things was just so different.
Meg.
Yeah.
Pull it up close to your face.
Oh, yes.
Give it a big old sniff. Smell that.
I'm not
smell
doing
those
that.
Old pages.
No.
You did that yesterday. I think I think you have a bit of a fascination with.
After we just heard Gabby's story about sniffing things, no, thank you.
That's disgusting.
That's why I didn't.
Do you know what? That they would. Are you, do you have these in the shed at home? Because man, I wouldn't put those in the house.
No, not in the house. No way.
Anyway,
interesting.
The very sexual language in this book we've discovered.
Jumping ahead
people
here.
People like... it baffles me how they write like this. I know it was 40 years ago, but it's woodworking for Christ's sake.
Meg, I love that you get...
This isn't Hustler.
I love that you get so awkward. This, because we're going to crank up the 80s porno music, and I know that you're dreading it.
I've been dreading this for the last 24 hours.
Have you really?
No.
You said in this room yesterday, Meg, after the show.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. Look, guys, I'm going to channel my phone sex operator voice this morning as I read this.
Yeah.
Give yourself a name, an alter ego.
We're not
Karen?
Going, we're not going with Megsy's path.
No.
All right, are you ready, Meg? Have you found a passage?
I have found a passage that could be quite interesting.
Okay.
Do you need to do any prep for this?
No,
voice,
it should be good. Should be
good. All right, here we go.
Need the music, though. Not least of the joys in woodworking is the pure aesthetic pleasure to be derived from working with good hand tools.
Good hand tools.
Good hand tools.
Mm.
There is a positively therapeutic delight in sharpening them, caring for them, and I don't know about you, but I certainly find it so just looking at them. A good hand tool is a beautiful thing. People
are fascinating, aren't they? Who looks at a chisel and goes, ooh, look at that chisel. Just can't wait to sharpen it.
I've got to say, Crevo, if there was like a male like phone sex line, you'd be bloody great.
Hey, what are they paid? $12 a minute? I'm interested.
Back in the 90s, it was $5.95 a minute, I think, something along those lines.
Have you got another one, Meg?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay,
hang on.
Now, this is about Raymond A. Miller. Though not solely a miniaturist, Raymond Miller of Ipswich does produce small works such as model wheelbarrows. Oh, my God. That's a great small wheelbarrow. Well done, Raymond.
You like a small wheelbarrow?
You know what?
At least it's two handles.
I am all for a small wheelbarrow.
Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes it's real good.
Anyway, I think you're done, Meg. You're finished?
Oh, I got one more if you'd like.
Okay.
One more to wrap it up.
Sorry.
It is always considered one of the tests of a good craftsman whether he can turn out good dobtail joints. So let us start by making a four-sided dovetail joint.
Ooh, four-sided.
La la, you dirty girl. 7:35.
The Novos. all across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, guys, telling you this morning, I am so excited because during the pandemic, especially in lockdown, this latest one, all of my friends and family are in Sydney. So even though we weren't in lockdown as long as Sydney, I still haven't seen my mum, my brother, my sister, my best mates. I'm so excited because finally, my best mate can come up this afternoon.
Yay.
And I'm just so happy. You don't realize until you're in it just how, like, hard it can get when you're separated from your loved ones. Like, you guys are here and stuff, but there's nothing like hanging out with your loved ones.
People you've known your whole life and growing up with, really.
Now, we have been hyping this up to each other for ages. He's been in lockdown with his partner as well, so I think he's ready to just go and have a fun time. Yesterday, messaged me, guys, and he was like, all right, this is the vibe. By the end of the night, we need to go to a place where we can dance on tables. Now, I know that's probably not legal inside a venue, but that's the level it's going to get.
That's
tonight.
What he's going for.
I'm
right?
So excited. I'm so excited. I've got a new hat, new shoes, ready to go.
It's going to be a good night, that's for sure.
I've got some more details coming up for you next. I've got some ideas of maybe where I can take him.
Yeah.
I'll this get your good. Opinion
this is
on
good. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The Novos. I like a bad, bad boy. You know I like a bad, bad boy. I like a bad boy. You
can't yes. me. I love bad boys, but the boys are reunited today, guys. Me and my best mate. I'm so bloody excited. Now, I haven't seen any of my friends in like 6 to 7 months.
It's so long, right? Because a lot of them are in Sydney and their lockdown was so much longer than ours.
There's going to be that awkward first hour, I reckon.
Awkward.
When you're still like vibing each other out again. Oh, yes, that's what you look like. That's what you think of that. We're going to hit the town tonight. It's been a long time coming. I've literally been the equivalent of Altian Childs
in your cave
for the last 6 months. So I'm emerging today. I've shaved the beard. I've cut the Jesus hair. And I'm ready to go. I was thinking about some places we could go. I wanted to get your opinion on
excellent.
Things, right?
Awesome. So just to clarify, your friend hasn't really been here that much, mate, to Newcastle once
times.
A time,
yeah,
twice,
maybe
yeah?
Maybe three times.
Yeah.
I initially wanted to start out classy.
Okay.
All right. And
start
that's,
the
that
evening
never
classy.
Comes from me. It never starts with me. I go, hey, why don't we go have a nice dinner at Meat in the city?
Yeah.
I've heard it's really nice.
Excellent.
Great Brazilian food, I'm pretty sure.
Lads
lots
dinner.
Of craft beers. Yeah. And like just a nice dress up nicely.
Very
have,
central
have a nice
as well.
Time.
Yeah.
Have a few vinos when we got home.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning. He goes, that's it.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, 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 no. That won't be happening. He goes, I want you to find a place where we can dance on tables. That's the level we want to get to. And I was like, let me have a think about that. Now, I know that you shouldn't jump on tables in bars.
No.
And I'm not encouraging that.
By no means.
But I know a few places where I've been to Honeysuckle Hotel a lot lately.
Yeah.
You can't dance on tables there. I don't think they allow
that. Down.
They do have an upstairs mezzanine, though, where I feel not as many people are up there. You could probably get a little bit looser. So I thought maybe we'll go there first, have some cocktails, get a bit rowdy at the Honeysuckle Hotel, and then don't judge me.
Okay.
I'm slightly judging myself right now.
Because if you're going to, if you want table dancing, it's a journey. You can't start there.
There's only one destination that I can truly say that you can do that at.
Yeah.
That
you
believe.
Know what it is. All right.
I've
it's opposite McDonald's.
I've got a feeling.
What is it, Nick?
A certain establishment named Kingers.
I'm going to go to Kingers.
You're going to go to Kingers.
Yes.
Yes.
Maddie, I'm...
When was the last time you went to Kingers?
I've only been once.
Okay.
Now, when I went, the reason I never went back to Kingers was because as I was walking through the bevy of 18-year-old girls and guys, I thought, kind of feel a bit wrong in here.
A bit too old, if you will.
One of them actually yelled out to me and a guy I was with, get out, you old fats! What are you doing? And it's really scarred me.
Never been back since.
But if you've already loaded up at Honeysuckle Hotel, you're not going to care what they think.
You're just going to be there for a really good time.
You're just going to be there for a dance.
When's the last time
you end up at McDonald's?
Have you been to Kingers?
Not recently, no. My last time at Kingers was maybe when I was 22.
Crevo?
Never been. No, I've definitely been. It was maybe four years ago. Very loose night.
Yeah.
What about you, Jackson? What are your vibes and thoughts on Kingers?
Oh, do you know what? I haven't been in so long, but always good times. It's very loose there. I love it. Get on it, mate.
I'm excited to see. You know what? I'm going to put on the alerts because I want to see your stories around 2-3 in the morning.
No, you don't. Do you know,
yeah. Instagram.
Do you know what I hate, though, about Kingers? And this is the old man, Grandpa Abe Simpson coming out of me. It's the bloody lineup.
I was going to say,
runs
was it the
right
entry
down
fee?
The side of the building and runs around to Domino's. The entry fee's not good either, but.
You can deal with that. That's a small price to pay to get back into freedom.
And the
isn't
conversation.
It?
I'll have one rule. If you're under 20, don't talk to me.
So no one's going to talk to you the whole night there.
Oh my God, Rebecca, did you see what she did to me?
Look, they just swiped right on me on Instagram. Oh my God.
Oh my God, hold my hair back in the toilet. It's going to be good.
I can't wait one to see only. What this happens.
I'm on with you with the Instagram stories.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Phone, like the alert.
I will be screen recording these for Monday.
Alert on loud.
And I am the guy that once I've had a few drinks, I kind of lose, like, I guess, any sense with my social media.
Yeah, you do get loose on
there. I get like, a little bit loose. It'll go from not posting anything for a week to 10 stories of me looking disgusting, rolling around on a floor. Hey.
Do you want to plug your Instagram?
Oh.
Or do you want to play? Or do you want to play a song?
No.
I think he needs to plug his Instagram. Crevo, you do it.
At Matty Harrison 90.
Give him an ad if you want to see something real funny tonight. Love It or Loathe It is up next. Of course, it's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Matty and Meg this time. And we're going to kick things off in just a minute with matching clothing with your partner.
The Novos.
I don't care. New FM. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. No fence sitting. Today's matching clothing with your partner. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, loathe it.
Why do you say that?
Oh, it's so cringe.
Not a fan?
No.
Not a fan? What about yourself, Matty? If you see a couple out and about.
I want to say loathe it, but I'd love it.
Really? You're secretly into it.
I used to do it.
Really?
No.
Okay.
It's embarrassing. I only feel pressure because I'm judged by others for liking it. But there's something cute about it.
Okay.
I know.
You're into it secretly.
Meg, why do you hate it so much? I can see you and Josh
trotting
down the pub together.
In your matching like black skinny jeans, maybe.
Oh, you're together, that's good enough. You don't need to just parade that like...
I want to be close to you. I want to be like you. I want to be you.
Get out of my face.
Nothing brings a couple closer together than dressing the same.
The cringe thing was, I remember seeing a photo a while ago, and it was just a guy with a shirt that says, "She's my sweet potato," and her says, "I am." And I saw that, and they were matching colours. That killed it for me.
The novelty shirt, no good. My ex and I once dressed up to a Halloween party.
That's different.
As like, like the Boy Scouts with the little scarf tied around the neck matching.
Like the short shorts and everything?
Like the Ranger vibe.
Please tell me there were short shorts.
Yeah, well, back when I could pull them off, yes.
So, Justin and Hailey Bieber out in matching outfits. White baggy tops. Same like tone of baggy denim jeans, like that same light blue. It was very 90s looking. White shoes, white socks, everything the same. Now, I don't know if they're pulling it off.
Let's see a picture. Yeah. They can pull anything off.
That's true. If anyone can convince Meg?
I'm into that.
Well, to be fair, it's not really matching because he's got shorts on. She's got longer jeans.
His shorts are so long. They're only about 10 centimetres.
His isn't. I was expecting like typical 80s matching.
It's not exact like matching, but that is pretty close.
Do you know pretty
those
close.
That's coordinated.
Do you know those really daggy 3-quarter pants you buy from Big W, the denim ones, blue denim? He likes to wear those.
Yeah.
And even he can't make them cool.
No.
It's a bit of an Ellen DeGeneres vibe going on.
Oh, that was harsh.
What are you saying?
That was harsh.
She loves the three-quarter denim, and so does he.
Are you saying that all lesbians like three-quarter denim shorts?
This has nothing to do with sexuality, and I won't be tarred with that brush. This is purely that she loves three-quarter denim. Have you not seen her out and about?
I can't say I've ever seen her in three-quarter denim.
All the time.
Okay, I haven't been paying that much.
I don't believe
I haven't been
you
paying that me? Much attention no? to oh, her
Let me find you some
situation.
Pictures. Let me find you pictures.
Jackson, have you seen a picture of Ellen in three-quarter denim shorts?
I have not seen a picture of Ellen in three-quarter denim shorts, but it does not surprise me, and I can imagine it quite clearly, and it's infuriating.
Guys, we're going to check in with Jess in the newsroom next. Have you found one yet?
Yep.
Oh, show us.
Hang on. Okay. Oh, no, that's not her. Oh, here we go. Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I would force feed you Devon.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Oh, yes. Now, over the years in radio, there's been lots of bring the animals into the studio segments.
Situations. Yeah.
Very excited about this one, though, because usually it's like a lizard or a snake. Oh, I'm scared of it. Leanne from Oakvale Wildlife Park has just arrived with two of the cutest things I've ever seen.
I'm losing my mind.
What have we got, Meg, what have we got? Come on, say it, say it.
A little baby kangaroo. Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's and weirdly, it's in like a Woolworths shopping bag. When I go to Woolies, usually you get some ham, maybe cheese, and a loaf of bread. If you pick this one up by mistake, you would get a tiny, tiny kangaroo with its little legs kicking up in the air.
She's so soft, so beautiful.
Explain how big she is. At the
compare it to something you might get at Woolies.
Don't even know. Maybe a loaf of bread, maybe.
But a very light one.
The cutest loaf of bread you've ever seen in your entire life.
It's neatly in the shopping bag.
Great news, though, guys. Oakvale Wildlife Park has made it to the finals of New South Wales Tourism Awards for a tourist attraction and excellence in accessible tourism, which is fantastic. It's a great local place.
Yeah.
People love it. We're going to chat more to Leanne, the CEO, next and meet these beautiful little animals. We live in a good country, hey.
So lucky.
Beautiful little
creatures. Lucky.
I'm patting little tiny feet right now and I'm so happy. Like, this is the happiest, like, it, oh my God.
The Novos.
Today's a great day, guys.
Oh,
we have Leanne, who is the CEO of Oakvale Wildlife Park, in the studio. We got news of this yesterday.
Mm.
I'm so excited. In here right now, we have the cutest little baby koala called Stinky and this beautiful little kangaroo. Leanne, good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, of course, this koala that's hanging... This one, the koala's... It's the kangaroo that needs a name, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, if you've got a great name for a baby kangaroo, you can feel free to call up 131009. Also, can you tell us a little bit about the characteristics of this baby kangaroo, first of all, that people might want to name?
She is very quiet by nature. Often when you get a pouch young kangaroo, they're always calling out. They're letting you know they're there. This one is particularly quiet.
Okay.
And just a really gentle nature.
Quiet and sedate, very chill vibe for this little kangaroo.
I've been giving her pats for the last 10 minutes and she's so quiet. She's just very, very chillaxed. Very chillaxed. I'm very, very I'm very content right now myself.
Yeah.
She's a really good eater as well.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Does she have like a favourite treat or anything or...
Just grass.
Milk and bottles
still at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Leanne, tell us about these tourism award nominations. Really cool. Aussie-owned business. And this is great because you guys are so popular here. People love it. Have you guys obviously gotten through the pandemic okay? And how will this impact that whole situation?
What's going on, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a tough time getting through the pandemic and continuing to feed animals, but we have an amazing community, amazing team at Oakvale that's really stuck with us through it all, and these awards are just really exciting to be able to acknowledge what we have been doing for 42 years and starting to get some more notoriety and get our name out there throughout the state and hopefully the rest of the country.
Now, if people come out to Oakvale, just the basics of what they can expect if someone's never been there.
Yep. So really hands-on immersive experience is what we love to be able to do. So being able to be amongst the animals as opposed to the animals being behind cages and fences. So all our free-range goats and lambs and chooks and ducks are all running around and our free-range kangaroos, so you can hand-feed them. If anything, they come running up to you for a pat as opposed to you trying to chase after them. And so trying to keep things really interactive. We still milk the cow, go for tractor rides around the farm every day. Lots of those kind of activities.
So it's a real, very close-up personal farm experience plus all of these incredible native animals as well. How cool.
I still remember in kindergarten, one of our first excursions was Oakvale. And it's stuck with me to this very day. It's so much fun. A girl that I actually went to school with got pushed into the duck pond.
Oh, my
still
God.
Remember that. But it's such a great place.
Do they get vicious, Leanne? Like, do you have some in the park that are just, like, really pains in the butt
like
to deal with?
Like a naughty animal?
Like customers or a lot of our animals are just real, they're so used to people and our staff are really good about protecting that.
That's
so
good.
You know, sometimes children are still learning and they might start to get a little bit overzealous with some of our animals, but the staff are always there just to be really protective.
I'm That's actually great. Blown away at this little koala's demeanor. It's such a beautiful, sweet little thing, so quiet.
It almost temperament. It hardly looks real the way it's, because it's so still a lot of the time, and then it suddenly turns its head to look at something in the distance and go, what's that?
I've always wondered what a koala feels like. I've never touched one before
really?
In my life. Yeah, never.
It's incredibly soft, isn't it?
But no, almost a bit like steel wool like. soft. I don't know what your pattern is. It's not a toy creature.
Well, it's sort of, I don't know. I didn't feel it that rough. I thought it was a bit softer than I expected. I guess I expected it harder. Should we go to the phones and see what people have in terms of names for this baby kangaroo?
Yeah, all the attention's on the koala.
I know. But the baby kangaroo is the one that's nameless.
Hey, Michael, good morning.
Good morning, how are you guys?
Yeah, going well, Michael. Have you ever named a kangaroo?
Skippy.
Oh, that's not original, is it?
No, it's probably already been done. I'm just throwing that out there.
Sorry, Michael.
Let's go to Shane. Hello?
Hello, how you going?
Good.
Hey,
what should we name this gorgeous baby kangaroo?
I was actually thinking Meg.
Oh!
Meg? Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Meg,
any particular reason for that, Shane?
Well, I've been listening to New FM for a while, and I actually find you quiet.
Oh.
Okay.
the off-air guy.
Very different story. Hey, well, Meg is infatuated with this kangaroo, so I'm going to say that is the forerunner
right now. I'm getting, like, little scritches behind the ear. It's just, oh.
Robbie's called up. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hello. Good, thank you. Idea for the name that's not Skippy.
Jasper.
Okay. Meaning behind this, please.
No, but I don't know. As soon as you said you're looking for a name, I just thought Jasper.
Just popped into your head.
Leanne, what do you look for in a name for an animal like this?
Oh, when you've been open for as long as we have and had a lot of animals to name, it's about finding something that suits the personality but is also unique.
Okay, so that hasn't been done before. So Skippy's out. Skippy, sorry, Michael, you got no chance. Shane's one of Meg. Have you had a kangaroo called Meg yet?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, that's currently a forerunner, I would say. Mm. What about Jasper? Have you had a kangaroo called Jasper?
I think we've had a crocodile called Jasper.
Ooh.
Now, that could be confusing.
Yeah.
Jasper, come here, it's time for your food.
Cuddle.
And they both come, and then one meets the other. I'm going to say maybe Jasper's out at this point.
You might don't want to get that food bowl mixed up.
No.
Exactly right.
I don't think Jasper would be up for cuddles.
No. Like. Well.
Well, hey, look. You can hold some of those and see if you want to use them. Feel free.
Meg?
Can we pick Meg?
We can pick Meg.
Can we, honestly?
Absolutely.
Well, we can't refuse that, can we?
Meg, look at that.
You do realise this means I'm going to have to go to Oakvale like every couple of weeks just to see Meg.
Well, of course you will.
Just to see my name.
Can you give Meg a discount to see Meg? Like 5% off or something?
It has to be done.
Oh, excellent.
It may be up there every week. Babysitting responsibilities.
You know what? I've got birds. I don't know if they'll be happy with the with the new addition to the family, but we'll have words.
Oh, my God. This is such a great opportunity.
See, Meg, when you started on this show, I said some cool things will happen.
Yeah.
You just had a baby kangaroo named after you. And I did look, the thing is, right, I like the koala better because when I open the back, it does smell a bit pooey in there. Do you feel like taking it out and giving Meg a cuddle? Meg?
I don't know if I'm allowed to, so I might just... She's been, like, putting the paw up to the eyes. I'm thinking the light might be too bright for her, the poor sweetheart, but...
Oh, you're so good with animals, Meg.
Yeah, I love them.
It's really, really cool.
Guys, look, let's wrap this up. That's been great. Of course, Oakvale Wildlife Park, it's a 100% Australian-owned business and operated, which is fantastic. These guys work so hard, and these animals are beautiful. Yeah. Check them out online. You guys are open, like, back to normal now, yeah?
Yeah, open every day of the week, Monday to Sunday, 10 till 5.
Oh, look, beautiful. This is so good. And I think because Shane picked the name, we'll hook Shane up with something special.
Well, Shane, we have been given a very special prize. So it's a koala encounter for two people. Now, this is one of their most popular encounters that run every single day. It's 20 minutes education koala talk, behind-the-scenes tour, interaction with the koalas, the beautiful creatures, and a souvenir photo with you and the koala.
So there you go.
Thanks for hooking us up with that.
Yeah. That's a really lovely prize, and congratulations to Shane and Meg,
yes,
more importantly.
Make sure you go just see Meg the
Meg the kangaroo, kangaroo, Meg the radio announcer. It's all happening.
There regardless. Thanks, so you can see both of us. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Let's go.
105 minutes commercial freeze up next with Jackson. What's on the way
for
man?
A Feel Good Friday? A bit of Katy Perry. California Girls.
Where you are heading, my friend.
Snoopy Doggy Doggy. Oh, yeah, I can't wait, right? Glass Animals. I feel like I'd hang out with Snoop Dogg over Katy Perry. Just
Yeah. That'd be a way much more chill time.
Vibes. Also to Destiny's Child. Independent Woman.
Nice one.
They had so many members in their early days. Like, that one position was like a revolving door.
And then there was his child?
Yeah. And then there was that girl.
Oh, they kicked a girl out.
And then they turned the other girl's mic down. Poor Michelle.
You can sing.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock. Up next, though, guys, we are meeting our caller of the week. Now, each week here on the show, if you join the show anytime, it doesn't matter what for, if you make an impact on us at the end of the week, we think, man, who are we going to award our great prize we have each week to? Now, this week, guys, we have a wood-fired pizza oven.
Beautiful.
Because who doesn't want one of those in their life?
Coming into summer, sitting out the back, wood-fired pizza oven. Oh, perfect.
You're living a great life if you've got to that.
Yeah.
Now, this week, guys, we've picked somebody. Now, earlier on, we were talking about your weird dream about Aussie actor Hugo Weaving,
Meg,
a couple of days ago.
Inappropriate dreams about Hugo Weaving.
You had it was an intimate dream, and you were only... It was years ago, right?
Yeah, I was 18, so 14 years ago.
You couldn't even name another movie other than The Matrix that he starred
in. Yeah, basically.
Harris called up, and he had some advice for me. He reckons I should watch Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, because I forgot Hugo Weaving stars in that.
He wasn't a pretty drag queen.
Here's Paris and what he said.
Hugo Weaving is my iconic role.
Yeah.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Uh-huh.
And you guys had a debate.
Yeah, well, we thought this whole time, Paris, because you've called over the years a lot. I thought you were gay, but apparently you've got a wife and three kids.
I'll try sexual. I'll try anything once.
Oh, there you go.
I haven't heard that before, Paris.
Neither have I.
How does your missus feel about that?
Oh, she's well aware of it.
Oh.
Okay.
Over the years, obviously, you know, you're settled down now, but you've done some experimentation through the time. Is that it?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, man.
I'll try anything once.
Paris.
Congratulations, Paris. You win.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Call of the week, my friend. A pizza oven is coming your way.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Do you like pizza? Paris?
Who doesn't love pizza?
Well, since you are a trisexual, you'll try anything on a pizza is my gist.
And pineapple, you've got to have pineapple on a pizza. I'm sorry. Oh, but
don't start that conversation.
Debate's not welcome on this show. are you near your missus right now?
No, I'm actually with a client at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Are you able to, like, maybe call out your missus who might be listening right now and just say, hey honey, I want us a pizza oven for telling the whole of Newcastle I'm a trisexual.
He's with a client, Matty.
That's what's funny. That's all right, yeah,
I think my wife's probably going to kill me afterwards.
I'll just make her a pizza, you'll be fine.
Make her a delicious wood fire pizza, all will be forgiven.
Feed her up, Paris, feed her up.
You're a good man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
What's the Goss is up next with Jackson. Hello.
Hello. What do you think John Travolta and Tommy Lee, the rock star, have in common? I'm going to let you know. Also, to Ed Sheeran's One Big Rule, I'll play the audio.
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
It is the birthday boy himself, Jackson. Hello.
Hi. I feel like I've been celebrating all week and I'm really not this person, but I can get on board. I'm starting to enjoy it. I'm enjoying the attention.
You said to me that you don't do birthdays like that big.
No, not at all.
Sorry you met me.
Yeah.
I ruined it for you.
I know. I very quickly realised that you weren't going to give up. And I've met my match here.
Good. Glad you've learned
your
lesson.
Your birthday's on Sunday, right?
Sunday, yep.
Yeah. I love when you get to like a Friday here at work and you get the celebration turn it into a 3-day affair.
You know what? Good. You spoke about it on Wednesday, so everyone's real confused. So I've been getting love all week. It's kind of nice.
I'm enjoying it.
Let's talk about John Travolta and Tommy Lee because they're like the most unusual friendship group I've ever heard about. I nearly fell off my chair when I heard that they were hanging out. But this is what they get up to on a Wednesday night. Tommy Lee's shared a TikTok and it is them baking cookies and sharing recipes.
Who would have thought the two superstars would spend their Wednesday nights making brownies and cookies?
Oh my God. My wife and I were just saying the exact same thing. I'm like, who's sitting around on Wednesday night? I go, could you imagine if people knew, like, Tommy and John are baking?
What timeline have I found myself in
John
today?
John Travolta, I understand. We've all heard the rumors. Mm. Tommy Lee... I'm a little bit surprised by that. But hey, maybe he's into that sort of thing.
Look, you know what brownies are like in California.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not really surprised.
It's spicy.
Do you know what I'm picturing right now? You know how John Travolta owns a Qantas plane?
Mm.
They go in, they get dressed up as captain and first mate, and they sit in the cockpit
and don't fly anywhere.
Don't fly and pretend to fly eating brownies and cookies.
I feel like they're airline. Do you remember that movie called Soul Plane with Snoop Dogg in it?
No.
Oh, great movie.
I want to watch that.
Actually, I remember, I think I've only seen the shorts of it on YouTube, and I feel like I've captured most of
it. Really good late 90s movie where Snoop Dogg's a pilot on a plane.
That's right.
A big purple plane. It's amazing. That's all that comes to mind here.
I'm just picturing, you know how little kids like pretend to drive a car and they make the sounds. I can just say John Travolta doing that. And here we go.
Why have you put oregano in our cookies? Because I like it better.
Can we just like in this fantasy make his horn go, you're the one that I want? Anyway, moving on to Ed Sheeran. That's the exhaust. He's opened up about his number one rule whilst being a celebrity. So there's one thing in life that he does not use. Take a listen.
Hang out with John.
My rule usually is I don't go to urinals. There'll be 20 urinals and I'll stand at an end one. And someone will come and stand right next to me just to have a look.
And so
my rule is I usually don't.
Oh,
I can understand. You'd want to take a peek. I'm sorry, would you?
Yeah. If you...
I'm not going into men's urinals to perv on Ed Sheeran, but you know I'd be interested.
Look, I guess it just depends what you're packing. Like, if you're not a proud man, you're going to a...
to the cubicle.
Little cubicle. Yeah. But if you're happy to just be like, yep, take a peek, mate.
Meg, Why? Why do you have some stick-on Mo's in your bag? What are you doing?
You're off to a music festival,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, totally.
Hello.
The ginger, just for a cheering.
I am a mad man. Would you look Jackson?
At Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
No.
You don't find him attractive at all, do you?
Well, no, I really don't. I find him too pasty and ginger for my liking. I mean, no shade. But I also don't use public bathrooms because, I mean, the stuff that you breathe in, the germs are airborne, guys.
All right, Sheldon Cooper.
Jackson, where do you go to the toilet?
At my house.
What if you're not at home?
Then I'll hold on.
What if you're at a club?
Mate, I'll hold on.
Just wait.
I reluctantly use the work bathrooms because something serious happens in there just past 9 o'clock.
Well, that's a whole other issue that we're just not going to get into.
Yeah, that's medical.
If there was like a celebrity at a urinal and you found yourself in there.
Like a Hemsworth or something.
Yeah, or, you know, some other celebrity that is famous for that kind of length, I guess. I don't know. Is there one that you would peek at, Jackson?
Okay. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. There we go.
Yeah. I
wasn't
that.
Expecting that, but
I can
okay.
see that.
Fascinating. We live and we learn. Don't
They're
we?
Coming to Australia soon, aren't they, Jackson?
Have you got tickets?
I do, actually. I've just been banned, by the way. I've got an email through security. Oh, I'm on the no-fly list.
Jeez, that was quick.
Security clearance is gone.
Guys, thank you, Jackson. Wow, we've learned a lot today.
We certainly have. Up next, we're doing switching gears a bit because the last few weeks on the show, we've been giving some very deserving people a bit of money, which is fantastic. $500 every week for the last few weeks, all thanks to A&A Hot Water Services. Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and the Valley with A&A Hot Water Services, hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au. You can nominate anytime, newfm.com.au, for somebody who deserves this money. It could be a local family who's in crisis, somebody suffering, or somebody that just needs a bit of a pick-me-up. We're going to give somebody very deserving the cash up next.
Hey, Jackson.
Time of your life.
Oh, look at that.
Radio.
He would have the time of his life if he's
wait, I'm just trying to unpack this. Is it the voice? Is it the musical ability?
Yeah, I think it's everything.
I think, though, what you're thinking of is the American Idiot era.
Yeah, with the red black, tie, yes, and the black shirt.
The guy liner.
Yeah, and he used to kiss boys on stage.
He did.
Yep.
Really?
Yes, yeah. He did.
Very fit, wasn't he, at that time?
Oh, yes.
All that running up and down the stage. Oh. Big runner on stage, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. You usually hate bad teeth. Terrible teeth he has.
Really?
Yeah, no good.
But if you're rich enough to fix them, though.
But he hasn't.
He's a fixer-upper.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
I feel like I'm on Chip and Joanne's show here. The Novos.
Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with A&A Hot Water Services. Hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au. The Novos are giving back.
Yeah, what a great moment where we're basically giving back to someone that deserves it in the community. And A&A Hot Water Services have been so great in supporting this. Hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au. Make sure you check them out if you're needing a new hot water system because they will hook you up and take care of you.
Yeah, we've got $500 up for grabs every week to someone who really deserves it. So let's meet this person now. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank
now,
you.
Could you imagine someone has nominated you for our give back?
Oh, have they?
They have. Your friend Alan.
My cousin.
Oh, it's your cousin.
Oh.
There you go.
That's so nice.
Alan sent through a great message to us at newfm.com.au.
I'm just going to read this message out for you now. Kelly has been a volunteer in welfare for the past 20 years, helping other people, and is now in retirement. He couldn't sit still and take a break. He now goes out every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday nights on his own, going to the bakery, picking up bread and other food, going to a number of boarding houses in the Newcastle area and feeding the people that don't have much money, and he pays for all his own petrol.
That's incredible, Kelly.
That's lovely. He wrote all that.
He did.
He did. Obviously cares a lot about you.
Kelly, question for you. What got you into this field? What made you get up one day in life and decide to do such incredible work? Because people like you that go out and do this, you have a story, I'm sure, behind why you love it so much.
Well, when I worked in welfare, I used to see people coming into the office all the time, and they didn't have much money and all that, and they're only on Newstart. And yeah. I used to sit at home, and I think to myself, you know, I'm sitting down eating a beautiful meal, and those poor people haven't got anything to eat.
And when you're low, you're low, you know? Yeah. And sometimes all you need is a meal.
Yeah.
That's right.
To get you through the day.
And it's people like Kelly who are putting that meal on the table for a lot of people.
It must be it must be quite rewarding, and I know you don't do it for this, but when you see the look on someone's face or you have a chat with someone and you just know you've made their day a bit better.
Well, I love it when they smile and say thank you to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. It really makes me feel proud that I've done something, you know?
Mate, we're so happy to
the world's
help
better.
You.
Thank you for everything thank you do you, as yeah. well.
The world's better for people like you.
That's right.
Hey,
I wish there was more people out there in the community that can help people like, you know, unfortunate people that haven't got anything.
Well, people hearing these kind of stories, it might inspire them to get behind it as well, which is great.
That's right.
Hey,
I give a great big thank you to Merriweather Bakery, you know, for helping me. You know, by giving me the food so I can help other people.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Kelly, know, we've got Alan on the phone for you.
Giving me everything so I can help other people.
That's so sweet, mate. Alan's on the phone right now. You guys are on the phone together. Alan, you're live with Kelly. Good morning.
Hi.
What a
surprise, Kelly.
Morning, Alan.
What a nice thing to do. That's how you guys greet each other every day. Morning, Alan. Morning, Kelly. Alan, this is a super sweet thing to do. Tell us the impact that you see that Kelly, you know, gives the community every day. How does he help people?
Look, Kelly has been working in community services for over 20 years. He has always, ever since I was a kid, he's always thought about other people, and he's never sought reward for himself. And you put the program on, and I thought, you know, it'd be a great idea to nominate him.
Well, he's doing fantastic work, as
good
you
job,
said.
Man.
So,
Kelly,
yeah,
congratulations, $500 coming your way, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
We know how expensive fuel is at the moment. Yeah. You're using your own fuel, getting around, helping everyone.
Yeah,
you deserve it, Kelly. Thank you for everything you're doing for Newcastle. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great little moment to see our community looking after each other.
The little guy, people always say one person, it's hard for one person to make a difference with these sorts of things, but you absolutely can.
Yeah, the people that Kelly helps in particular, they won't forget that. They'll never forget that.
He's just worked it out on his own as well. He's not, like, got some organisation or... He's just done it.
Yeah.
Hey, we've only got a couple of weeks left of the Novos Give Back. $500 up for grabs each week. If you want to nominate somebody you care about or that deserves the money, newfm.com.au. And a massive thank you to A&A Hot Water Services, as always, for hooking us up with that, guys.
They are just awesome for doing this.
Yeah.
That's Friday done. Wow, what a busy show.
I know, enjoy it's been
the
great.
Weekend.
Me too.
Koalas, kangaroos, amazing food from Gamblin' Brown.
Oh, yeah, Jackson, come in here as well. You need to open up your presents real quick. Yeah.
Oh, like right now?
Yes,
right now.
Run down?
Okay,
yes,
give
run down.
Come on down.
Oh, my God, all this school running is going to come into practice. Yes!
The light gets turned off. Run, Jackson, run!
He's going between...
He's not running.
Yeah, he is. Look at that.
Oh, there he is. Run.
Whoa, jumping
as
well.
Are you a long jump superstar, Jackson?
Well, I've got long legs.
Oh, he does.
Oh, it's a light present.
Does he have to open the card first? Is that the protocol?
No, we open presents first here.
Presents first.
Now, I didn't have scissors, so this is horribly wrapped. I did this last night in the studio.
All right.
So you've got multiple gifts here.
Multiple.
Silver paper.
Thank you for the gifts, by the way.
Oh, you are welcome.
Is it breakable?
No.
Ooh, I get really nervous opening gifts.
Yeah, there's a lot of paper there. I'm really sorry. We can recycle it, surely.
Surely we can.
Okay.
So what's present number one, Meg?
Well, this is for you for when you go over to LA. I thought this would be a really cute idea for you.
This is cool. One photo a day in a little diary. I like that.
That's really good.
Your photos in LA.
Present number two.
Present number two.
Small box opening it up right now.
Small box, big package. All right, what have we got in here? This is like a ring box or a jewellery box.
I started that before, Creeper. What's going on here?
It's the keys to a brand new car.
You always wanted an AMG.
Do I get the new FM promotional vehicle?
Absolutely.
I'm really nervous. I'm actually shaking. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Oh. That's all right. It's a little black bag. And inside is...
Oh, my God.
Your very own referee whistle.
It's engraved. Can I give it a spin?
Yeah, you have to.
That's it, done. There's your gin.
There's your bottle of Japanese gin, because, of course, you were talking about Japan.
Yesterday.
Happy birthday. That whistle.
Happy birthday.
Bad gift idea.
We'll hide it.
Enjoy the weekend, guys. Bye.